Palestine, this promised land, to whom is it promised? Home, a place where one's heart and soul lives. My ancestors lived in Egypt, enslaved for hundreds of years. Then Moses, according to legend, freed us. We reclaimed a piece of land on the edge of the great sea and prospered. Conquered others in turn were conquered. Then we rebelled against Roman rule, forced to leave, exiled from the promised land. This began the diaspora, the dispersion. For 1900 years we were scattered round the globe. In Baghdad, Cairo, Fez, Alexandria, throughout the Middle East, we were welcomed. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bik, ahlan wa sahlan bik. No pogroms, no persecution. We thrived and prospered. But in Europe, when a plague came, they called it a Jew's curse. When misfortune happened, it was because of the Jew. Pogroms arrived as sure as the change of seasons. Cossacks, neighbors, the king's soldiers would come, burn our houses, kill us, force us to move again, again, and again. We were told, this is not yours. There is no home for you, Jew. In Berlin, Germany, we were the elite. We were the poor. We were doctors, laborer, and craftsmen. We were German and Jew. For some of us, we forgot and said, we're Germans. Oh yes, my parents were. There is a saying, if you ever forget you're a Jew, don't worry, someone will remind you. Some of our grandfathers fought in the trenches of World War I for the Kaiser. Nevertheless, veterans with a yellow star on their chest and wearing their Iron Cross for bravery were also huddled on the train and sent to the concentration camps. You think you're German? No, Jew. My extended family, unknown cousins, aunts, uncles, all killed in the gas chambers. Auschwitz, Buchenwald, Dachau. Our skins made into lamps. Our teeth melted down for gold. The ash of our bones were fertilizer. And the world was silent. The Vatican, quiescent. The American government knew and were silent. Refugees sailed to the U.S. and were turned back. With every moment of silence, another child placed in the ovens, killed. Efficient, methodical, genocide. The world was burning, and we were in the center of hell. Deliverance. Next year in Jerusalem, we say every year at Passover to celebrate the bitterness of slavery and the hope that our lives for our children would be better. We said never again as the Star of David flew proudly over Palestine. How could we, with the intimate knowledge of persecution, not be just? Absurd. The Torah teaches us the virtues of the just person, the righteous life, compassion, fairness, tolerance. This is the righteous person. How could we who have suffered enormously not be just? But Palestine is burning. Palestine is burning. When there is a suspect who might have thrown a stone at the police, his family home is destroyed. No trial, no judge, the home leveled to the ground. Farms with olives and fruit trees lovingly tended for generations, the pride of a family bulldozed into the ground, and the family evicted. no trial, no judge. And now a wall snakes through all of West Bank, 20 feet high, 7 meters, dividing families, fields, towns, communities, a ghetto created in Palestine. And in the end, with all the billions of words of right and wrong, we are beyond this. There is a people called Palestinians, a people called Israeli, a people called Muslim, a people called Jews. Two nations, two people. And now, is there room in Palestine for Palestinians? Is there room in the holy city for Jew and Muslim? We are yoked together. We are the Cain and Abel, sons of the same mother, children of the Holy Land. In this holy cradle that is father to Hebrew, Muslim, Christian, when can we celebrate our common deliverance from slavery? When can we celebrate our deliverance from hatred? Free Palestine, free Israel, free Israel. Yah Shalom, Yah Shalom, Yah Salam.